Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we are talking about time and really saving time and how we can save time. We all need assistance. We all need people to help us in our lives, right? Because we're all busy. My guest today is the owner of the Sisters Made Cleaning Company. She is located on Cape Cod, but most of her business is throughout the Plymouth County and the South Shore. She has almost 10 years experience in the cleaning business with commercial and residential. And in March of 2014, she decided to launch her own cleaning company. Claudia Silva, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited.
Oh, you are excited, and I'm excited to have you here, and I'm very excited to promote you because you are very humble, but you are a powerful lady.
Thank you.
So now tell me, you and your sister worked together for years. What made you decide to launch your business, and have you always lived on the Cape? Because you currently live on the Cape, right?
I currently live in Hyannis, yes.
Okay. And what made you kind of decide that you really wanted to take it to another level?
I work with my sister for probably about over 8 years. I work for her. And then I learned everything that I have to learn on a cleaning business. Soon as that I saw that I could fly myself, so I decided to take this step and just work for me.
Okay. All right. So, but really, beyond that, you're a leader, right? You're kind of a leader. You're
I say
a leader.
Yes, so.
Don't say I guess so. You're a leader in your community. You're a leader in your church.
Yes.
You are a natural born leader. So it makes sense that you would want to do this.
Yes, I think probably that's the most explanation that I can have. I need to be challenge myself all the time. I am not the person that be sitting and waiting for somebody to tell me what to do. I'm the person that have the hands on it. The way I always encourage people to, let's go, let's do it. We can do it. You know, that I am this type of person.
And is she older than you?
My sister, 1 year, 1 month older than me.
Oh, so you're not the oldest.
No, she is.
Neither am I. I'm the second. Now, you are a U.S. citizen.
Yes, and
we just want to touch on this briefly because it's a touchy subject. There's a lot of information out there. Why was it important for you to attain your citizenship?
I think all the immigrants should have think the same way. It's not easy, but it's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
And most of the people that you do know, or the people that have come to the U.S., they all want to get U.S. citizenship. It's not that they don't want to. It's that we're limiting how many people, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, it's a hard subject, so we're not going to touch on that. We're talking about powerful women today, and you're powerful because you attained your U.S. citizenship. You came from another country. You learned another language. You started your own business.
Yes.
That's very powerful. I don't know if I could do the same. If the roles were reversed, I don't know if I could go to another country other than have a vacation and bring a little book with me to make sure I knew some of the main words for bathroom and am I going the right way and all that kind of stuff. But that's really powerful. So I'm proud to know you.
Thank you.
And I'm definitely proud to know that so many people want to come to this country and live here and be citizens. That makes me feel proud as, you know, an American. And even my ancestors are not all from here. So we all come from somewhere, right?
Correct.
Right? So what do they call it? The big bowl of soup? I don't know. I don't know. Something about soup, right? Okay. So now, how long was the process for you? Did it take a long time?
I think all process takes a long time. Mm-hmm. So I got legally through the work that the job that I have at the time. It took about 2 years and a half.
It's
a long process. It's a long process.
Okay. And now, what do you miss the most about Brazil?
I miss my family.
Yeah.
I miss my family. My
mother.
Well,
of course you miss your family. But what about food and because I don't want you to cry. So what about food and things like that? Like different places or things that you, like traditions, anything like that? Do you Do you get all of that here? Because I know there are specialty stores where you can buy certain foods.
It is. Especially in Haiyan, we have a big community, Brazilian community. So you can find everything from Brazil. But it's different. In Brazil, the weather, we are tropical weather. So it's always sunny outside. It's always a good day. It's always a beautiful day outside. So we don't have to wait for summer to do anything. It's always summer.
So what do you think about the winters here?
I learned to like.
And you're on Cape Cod, too. Yeah. Now, what brought you to Cape Cod?
I got moved here for work here. So I got transferred for my part-time job. I used to work for KFC and Taco Bell. So they transferred me to work here because I like Cape Cod so much, and I keep talking about it. I always come here to visit. And then they have a problem, issue here at the time, and my boss told me she wants to move to leave there. I was like, oh, perfect. Yes.
Okay. All right. And then now you worked with your sister for a long time.
Yes.
Okay. And then now you've branched out in your own business. How do you have all of this confidence? Where does it come from? Do you have strong parents? Where does all this confidence come from? Because it takes a lot of guts.
It do.
Right?
It do. Well, I really believe that the Bible says in Jeremiah 17 that those who has the faith and the Lord, they strengthen us. So I really truly believe the strength that we have, it can come from us. Mm. It has to come to something above us. Mm. So I truly believe that.
And you have this whole other passion for becoming more involved in your church.
Yes, I'm starting to be a preacher.
Yes. Which is really interesting.
It is. I love it.
And so what is that process like?
I'm on my third year of theology. It takes a lot. A lot to learn. A lot to learn.
Wow. Okay. So third year. When will you, get your degree and become? Are you going to be? Is that will be your title? A preacher or a minister or
a minister?
Minister.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I have a minister in my family. Now, do you push your beliefs on other people?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you don't even talk about it.
No, I believe that you have to prove you believe. Mm. Push people believe it doesn't work.
Yeah, really people have to want to.
Yes.
Why would you want to push your beliefs on somebody? Because I feel like when you push things on people, they put walls up.
That's correct.
And then they, they stop listening. Right?
Correct.
But if you share we talked about this, if you share your beliefs in a way that you're passionate about what you believe in, then you almost get people more interested in learning more about your passion and what you do.
Yes, and when you prove with your style of life that something is different, people wants to be more close to you. People wants to know you more. People wants to know what's the difference, what you have from different from this person and this person. And this is when you actually can say something. But until then, no, not pushing.
Mm.
Not pushing.
Now, what was the scariest thing about becoming an entrepreneur?
To not be able to do it.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. It's very scary, especially when you look around you. It's a lot of other companies that's already been on the market for so long.
Yeah.
They're so much solid. And you're just a beginner.
Mm.
So that's very difficult. And the first year of branch now, it's very hard.
Mm.
It's very hard.
Now, were you able to take some of your other previous clients with your sister's business? Because she still has her business.
She still have her
you
business.
You just kind of went, you still love each other and your family and all of that, but you just did your own separate thing.
Yes.
Well, she has a small baby, right?
She does. She has my little niece. She's going to be 2 years now in August.
Okay. All right. So really, that was the scary thing not to be able to do it because you really had this strong passion for creating this business.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, when we come back, I want to talk about your why, because we all have a why of what we do, right?
Correct.
And there's that great book out right now that's like the hottest craze, Start With Why. I don't know the author off the top of my head. I didn't write it down. But I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed, and my guest is Claudia Silva and her business, or you can contact her at thesistersmade@gmail.com or 508-360-4890. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
If the idea of cleaning your home is unpleasant or you just can't find the time, the Sisters Made Cleaning Company is here for you. Their friendly employees are hardworking and dedicated to exceeding your expectations. at the Sisters Maid Cleaning Company. They conveniently service the South Shore and Cape Cod. They can accommodate cleaning for you weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or even help you with a special one-time cleaning. Email Claudia at thesistersmaid@gmail.com or call 508-360-4892 today. Many people are now living past the age of 80, 90, and beyond. Are your teeth going to be with you if you reach 100 years? Preventative dental care is essential if you want to keep your teeth. At Rabini Dental, they pride themselves on providing quality care with the latest technology in a caring and compassionate environment. Call them today, 508-746-4856, for a free consultation to discuss all your dental needs. They're located at 45 Resnick Road in the Plymouth Industrial Park, across from the Colony Place Mall. Visit RabiniDental.com.
When my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro, Mau Mio. I go wild and then I have to do the samba.
Hello, we are back with Powerful Women Revealed. We're playing My Baby Goes to Rio. Oh my God, I love that song. When you said you were from Brazil, I was sort of kept thinking, isn't there a Rio song? And then I Googled it on YouTube, and it's hilarious. We were just telling Ryan and Claudia here, the guy is playing the piano. What's his name? Peter Allen, I Go to Rio. You got to go to YouTube, check it out. It's hilarious. Plays the maracas. It's really fun. But when I was Googling information about it, I found out that the Olympics are going to be.
It's going to be in Brazil.
It's going to be in Brazil, 2016.
Yes.
So I'm probably not going to be able to go.
I'll probably not be able to go either.
It's obviously if you have family and you can try to get away, but, you know, you would really need to go for like a week or two.
Maybe more. Yes.
Mm. And you are from somewhere in the center of Brazil.
Yes.
Brazil is huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. My state is called Goiás.
Okay.
So it's right in the middle of Brazil. So it's far away from where the Olympics is going to be held.
Oh, okay. Because they will be in Rio de Janeiro.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's get back to business here. We're talking about your why. Why are you so passionate about your business? Because you even said that one of the things that scared you the most was that you weren't going to be able to do it. What's the difference between having your own business maybe and working for your sister?
Well, when I was working with my sister, we work very hard. I was working very hard. So then one day was like, I'm working so hard, but I'm not having time to do other things that I need to do, like parent, for example.
Mm.
You know, I have to have time for my husband. I have to have time to so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to, why not? Why not to take this step to try it, to be, you know, entrepreneur? Why not?
And that way you have employees working with you.
I do.
Yeah. How many staff do you have?
I have 4 altogether.
Okay. And, you know, one of the reasons why I think that you're pretty powerful is because we are in the same group, a BNI group together. And, you know, that's a huge step for you. You are like taking your business to another level where there are other companies out there that are just happily maintaining word of mouth. They're solely relying on word of mouth. You're relying on word of mouth, which is what you need to, and this is also a form of word of mouth, radio, but you're taking it to another level where you're actually giving yourself an online presence.
Yes.
Like you're online, you're on Facebook with your company information, your company mission, and you've joined a networking group. I think that's pretty powerful that you're doing all these things.
Yes. One day I said that my goal is to become the biggest cleaning company in the Cape, and somebody laughed at me.
Oh, so that laughter.
Yes.
You were
brought
like,
me
okay.
Something. I was like, all right, I'm going to prove to you that I can.
Oh my God. I love it. Because really, when people tell you that you can't have something.
Yes. And as
you
said.
You want it even more.
When I first got here in USA, it was already a big change. It's already a big change.
Mm-hmm.
So soon as I got here and I saw that I was able to be here to learn and to do so many things, I was like, I will be able to do it. And the only thing that we have to focus on a positive.
Mm.
If it's somebody else dead, why? I will not. Yes, I will.
Mm.
Maybe it'll take me 5 to 10 years, but I will.
Oh my gosh. Now, what is one of the biggest challenges in your business now that you've become an entrepreneur?
It's to gain the trust of the clients.
Because you're insured and bonded.
Yes, yes.
So, that's, again, very powerful.
Yes, but it's something about a big names that people trust more than somebody that's just coming up that I really don't understand. And it's most of the times it's more trust to work with a small business like me because I'm always work with the same team. Big companies hire people over again. Sometimes you don't even know who's going to be in your house tomorrow.
Yeah, so even though they are insured and bonded.
Yes,
but
yes.
It's that familiarity.
Yes.
You really want to have
the same
people coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and gain this trust from the customers. I think this is the most difficult so far.
And, you know, why is it important to you to have the online presence?
Because today it's internet. And this, it's very important. Mm-hmm. So the word of mouth, it's something that's huge, but you have to reach the other customers that doesn't know me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So if you just stayed really within your own community, you're not going to branch out.
Yes.
And you're not going to be the biggest cleaning company.
I will not.
On Cape Cod. And beyond. So you go all the way up to Scituate.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I do have a clients in Scituate.
Duxbury, Marshfield,
yes. Yes.
Kingston, Plymouth, yes. Scituate. All of these towns. So you're all over the place up here every week.
Every week. Every day.
Even in the summer, over the bridge.
Yes. Every day. It's a challenge.
Every day. So now, how have you come so passionate about your business?
I saw it about something about help. You know, it's a lot of people that I'm helping. I'm helping the people that it works for me. They have to support the family, which is also, it's a mother working. The all mother, they have to help the husband to take care of the family.
Yep.
I'm helping you that is a very busy woman that has no time to take care of and touch everything over
your
house.
I could not do everything. And what I love about you is one time you came in and you cleaned my husband's closet. And I said, skip that other room. We never go in there, the dining room or whatever room it was. I have a pool table in my dining room. It's not even a dining room. But I said, skip that other room. Help me out here. I used to be able to clean my husband's closet when I was a stay-at-home mom. Once in a while, once every, spring, summer, fall, whatever, I'd go in and help him organize just as a nice little thing for him to come home from work and see everything nice and neat. And of course, then it's all over the floor again anyway. But no, I don't have the time, and I would not be able to do everything that I do working full time, having the four kids, running the household. Something would have to give.
Yes.
And if I'm going to be cleaning my house, then I'm going to have less time with my family or less time working.
Correct.
And this is why. So, I mean, I kind of see you as my assistant, even though I don't enlist you and hire you and you're not on my payroll for 40 hours a week, but there's many people that do help assist me like yourself so that I can do the things that I need to do.
Yes. And this is the biggest thing, and it's so pay for one that somebody texts me back and say like, oh my god, Claudia, did you do this today? Oh my god, you helped me so much. Thank you. That it's huge. That's a passion.
And even on your website, it just, the very first thing that pulls up says that you love what you do.
I love what we do. We love what we do.
Yeah.
We love what we do.
And it's like immediate gratification.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So how do you feel when you walk into my house? Ugh, Nicole. You still tackle everything regardless. Some companies will not touch certain things.
Correct.
And you come into my house and, Nicole has cleaned off her bookshelves and I have about 7 boxes of books for like children's books that I need to unload and give to the Goodwill or church or wherever. But there in my living room, it's not like you don't clean that area because all of a sudden I've got some stuff there. You're still diving in. You're still cleaning everything.
Yes. We care about our clients. We understand that what we need to be doing, it's going to be done. We're going to help you as much as we can.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to go to break shortly. And when we come back, I want to know, what sets you apart? really from the other businesses? Because we know there are certain things that set you apart. You know, you're bringing the same team every time. I know you're reliable. I actually switched to you because my previous gal, I didn't know when she was going to come. And it was always, I would text her, and I love her dearly. I'm not going to mention her name. Still love her. But she wouldn't respond. And you not only respond when I email and text you, but then all of a sudden I get a little, hi, Nicole, it's time to come clean, time to get sparkled. And so you're like ahead of it for me, which is really appreciative. I just really appreciate that. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what else sets you apart. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
All right, we're halfway there. All right, I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. My guest is Claudia Silva, and you can reach her at thesistersmade@gmail.com. You're listening to 95.9 WATD.
Are you a small business owner utilizing a swipe card system or invoicing with emails as your resource for accepting credit card payments? Did you know there is a more economical way? Central Payment is a local merchant service provider that accepts all major credit cards. Your local account executive, Donna St. Jean, is here to help you. You can lower your percentage rates, and Central Payment is a local provider. Contact Donna with Central Payment at 774-238-6957 for a free consultation today, or connect with Donna on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/in/Donna Pay.
Do you yearn to write? Then you are a writer. Hi, I'm Suzette Martinez Standring, syndicated columnist and author of two award-winning writing guidebooks that are used in national journalism courses. Give a written memory as a gift, improve your blog, or get published. Discover where expression can take you. The heart of a writer is more important than the mechanics of writing, which are easy to learn. Book a workshop for your next conference or book a private writing party full of creatively juicy writing exercises and surprises. To learn more, visit my website, readsuzette.com.
And welcome back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Claudia Silva, and she has her own business, the Sisters Made Cleaning Company, and you can contact her at thesistersmade@gmail.com. So we want to talk about what else sets you apart, because some of those, the other, we're not going to mention names because that's not nice, but some of the other companies that are out there, you know, are not insured and bonded, or they have a constant turnover with employees. I did some Googling, and I saw some responses for some people from some of the bigger companies, and their complaints were really long. So I had to, at a certain point, stop reading them, because they were just like, these people were awful. They didn't come on time. They didn't clean anything. Some things were left undone. You know, how do you organize with your clients? How do you, because you said to me when you first came, you said, I'll do whatever you want.
Yes. Yes, that's our big point. Because a cleaning, it can become hard if you make that hard. So you have to focus on a positive. You have to focus what's important for you. So if I go to your house, maybe your closet's not as important as your kids' closets. So maybe if I go to somebody else's house, the important is the laundry. Or maybe to organize the closet. You know, I have another client that when I go over her house, she's like, what's the most important for me is to fold my laundry and put it back in a place.
Ah, I didn't know you would do laundry.
Yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do.
Wow. You'd be there for 3 days if you came to my house and did laundry. There's too much. No, but so really, so you find out what is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. That's how separate as apart. Because we focus what's important on your house.
Because some cleaning companies, they have all these, not demands, but I mean, I've had
like
a cleaning.
Rules.
Like rules or something. Like I've had cleaning companies ever since my husband and I moved in together 22 years ago. So I hired somebody because he wasn't helping and I wanted somebody to do his share. So I'm like, I'm going to do my share and I'm just going to pay somebody to do your share because you're not doing your share. And then, we've never gotten away from. And really, that's kind of one of the things that always gets threatened to get pulled off of the budget is the cleaning. And I'm like, please, no, I need the cleaning. So but we've had it for a long time because, you know, I needed that help. Yeah. And so throughout the 22 years, I mean, yes. I've been loyal to some gals that I've had for years, and then we moved and different things like that have happened. But some gals, you know, are like, you must have the cleaning products. We won't use ours, or we must use our own cleaning products. We won't use yours. You have to have your vacuum, or mm-hmm. I'm going to bring mine, or I will only do every 2 weeks. I won't give you once a month. There's lots of... Or maybe they won't climb too high.
Correct.
Because you need the ceiling. I mean, I have some high ceilings in my mm-hmm. home. So, you know, this is one of the things that you pride yourself in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's good. Like I said, everybody has a different needs. Mm. You know, I cannot rule everybody the same. Because it isn't. Everybody has different needs. Everybody has a different style of life. Everybody has a different weight of work. Everybody's different. So every time I go to a client, everybody has the different and special things. So this is how we do. Mm. We get to you, what do you need?
Mm. What's the most important thing
What's
to me?
What's the most important thing to do at your house?
Okay.
This is what
and
we attack.
Do you consider your competitors, like, really your competitors? Because I'm in marketing, advertising mm-hmm. and marketing, radio, but I do other stuff. And, you know, I see other people that are in marketing and advertising. I really don't consider myself competing with anybody but myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So do you see your competitors as some of them that you really do truly compete with?
Some of them, yes. But I think that most of the time not, because what we do, it's special. If you hire a different named a big brain, a cleaning company, they will not do what we do. They will not gonna clean on the top of your cabinets in the kitchen. They're not gonna open your closets. Mm. They're not gonna fold your clothes. They're not gonna move stuff away. So
dishes. They're not gonna do dishes.
They were not gonna do dishes. They mm. will not. Mm. They will definitely
And my dishwasher's broken right now. So every time you come, I try to wash everything before you come.
So they won't do that. So this, I think that if we look to this point, we have no competitors because nobody out there will gonna do that.
Mm, okay. All right. Well, that's key. You have to set yourself apart.
Yes.
And you're doing that already.
Yes, I'm doing that already.
In a year and a half.
Yes.
Or, you know, I mean, you've got the almost 10 years experience, so you know, what people really generally do need.
Yes. And then when I was working with my sister, I saw that big need. Because one time I got to a lady, and then her kitchen looks beautiful, but then when you open the fridge, you want to cry. I was like, how can we gonna leave? The kitchen so beautiful. And then inside her fridge looked like this. So it's like, I got to click. It's like, oh, you know why? I'm going to do the cleaning plus whatever they don't do.
Mm. Now, how do you stay competitive?
Because every time you know that I do this, the word of mouth, it's helping a lot. And then people change what they have now because everybody wants more. Mm. Everybody wants more.
Everybody wants more.
Everybody wants more.
But you have to pay. You can't get everything for free.
Yes. But then this is different. What it goes different about the rate is that people rate our hourly. I don't. I set you a price. For example, your house is going to cost us after the first cleaning. Mm-hmm. So and then every time I go, I know that I don't have to organize this part no more. Because every time I do, it's already organized. It's already clean. Mm-hmm. And then I attach a different part. So now I work in this part. I organize this place and I do this part. And then every time I go again, this don't have to be done. This don't have to be done. So I organize a different part. So when you come back, as soon as you notice, you're going to see that your whole house, it's clean and organized.
Okay. Well, it is in my house. All right. Well, we almost have to go to break. How is it easy for you to schedule and juggle? Because you can do weekly, bi-weekly. You can do monthly, which is for me. You come monthly for me, which I really need every 2 weeks. Frankly, my house is clean for like 3 days after you go, and then it's just forget it. But how easy does the scheduling come to you?
Usually when the people call me and they see what town they are from, And then I organize all my clients on this town, you know? So, and then if you live in a different part of Plymouth, and then you're going to go to the schedule, what's go convenience to you. And then we share the teams. So, and then my girl's going to work this part, and I work this part, and then I'm going to work with this girl this day, and then I work with this other girl this day. And it's not hard.
Yeah, you're making it sound very easy, and it is not easy. So I don't know why you're dismissing that, like it's so easy to do, because it is not. It's you really have to maintain. How many clients do you have?
Oh, I don't even know.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. You can find Claudia Silva at thesistersmaid@gmail.com, or you can give her a call at 508-360-4892. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Did you know that your skin is the largest organ you have, and anything you put on your skin gets absorbed into your body? This includes your makeup. Unique makeup products are incredibly safe, non-toxic, chemical-free, and organic. Unique is made from natural plant dyes and extracts, making it hypoallergenic and safe for almost all skin types. When you use makeup by Unique, you will know what you are putting on and in your body. Make this year all about you. For more information about Unique all-natural makeup, contact Fiona at naturalmakeuplady.com.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Claudia Silva with the Sisters Maid Cleaning Company. And, you know, I want to ask you, what is your biggest challenge? Since you've been an entrepreneur, you've been cleaning for 10 years, but you've been on your own for a year and a half almost. What's the biggest challenge?
Is to accommodate all of this, because I'm growing. So I have to do the schedule, I have to meet the clients, I have to do the payroll, I have to be a wife, I have to be a mother.
Yeah.
That's my big challenge.
Yeah. Well, we all have that challenge.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we
now,
do.
Now, so you will hire more people.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And what is your biggest accomplishment?
Is to be what I am right now.
I love your answers. Oh my God, you're going to make me cry. You're so cute. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I see the biggest cleaning company down in Cape Cod.
With how many people do you see yourself having? Because at a certain point, you can't do the cleaning anymore.
Yes.
You're going to have to, you know, be the office gal.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, eventually.
Right now you're doing both.
Yes, now I'm doing everything.
Yes.
Yes. And I don't even know.
Well, that's okay. You know that you have a vision.
I do.
Your vision is to be the biggest cleaning company on Cape Cod. And you could figure out how many cleaning companies are there, how many employees they all have.
Yes.
And you will surpass it. Because especially if I say, no, you won't.
Especially if you tell me I won't.
Exactly, right? Okay. Now, what do you think is the most important thing to remember when owning your own business?
It's to trust. Trust, it's very important for me. The people that works for me right now, the girls that work for me right now, it's somebody that I trust. If I send them over to somebody else's house, it's the same thing that you send in me. I'll take all full responsibility for the girls that works for me.
And I have to say, knock on wood, nothing's broken in my house since you've been coming.
No. No.
No, well, you can't not say that you'll never break anything. Again, knock on, I know I'm so superstitious with the knock on wood, but really, you know, you're doing an excellent job training your staff.
Yes.
And every person that you hire, you know them.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And I actually train them myself. This is how I learned on the different companies that I work for. If you want something well done, do yourself, correct?
Yes.
So I want my girls well trained. So I train them myself. And when I know they're ready to be by herself, then I let them go.
Okay. All right. So they know all the same philosophies. They have all the same philosophies
they
that
do.
You have as far as your standards.
Yes, they do.
Okay. So because they know that you have to give the high expectation.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And you cleaned my garage.
Yes, I did.
That was a very, very embarrassing thing for me to let you do, I have to say. And it's embarrassing for me to have you come into the home. So the trust is, you know, on both sides.
It's both sides.
Because you're seeing everything under the rug. You're seeing everything in the cabinets. You're seeing all the crazy stuff. I have teenage boys. And boy, you are helping me in their bathroom because I haven't even gone in there in like 3 or 4 years. But yeah, so there's a trust thing that's happening on both sides.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, if you could change anything about the cleaning industry, what would you change?
I would change the mindset of the clients. The small business is a business that will be competitor with the solid business. Just give us a chance.
I know. And the smaller businesses, you're more competitively priced.
It is. It is.
Than the bigger companies.
Because they price on their name. They don't price about the quality of work.
I know. I find it really hard to believe. It's been a long time since I've hired one of the big wigs. So I don't really have an experience, but I like I said, I just read all the stuff on Google and it was not pleasant at all.
Yes.
And these are people that are having a one-time clean because they're having a special occasion.
Yes.
And then, oh my God, the stories, they're like nothing was clean. People were on their way. And yeah. So you do one-time cleanings too.
We do. Mm. We do one-time cleaning and we do moving in and out cleaning after construction cleaning.
Oh, and then so residential and commercial.
Residential and commercial, yes.
And then moving cleaning.
Moving cleaning.
Ah, I don't think I've ever done moving cleaning.
Yes, if you just bought a house, it needs to be cleaned before you get to it. If you move out of a house before you put in a market, it needs to be clean.
Yeah, the house I moved into was pretty clean. When I, well, yeah, I know. Yeah, we don't want to think about all that stuff. Okay, now, who inspires you? I ask everybody. We have about 3 more minutes, I think, right? Yeah.
My husband inspire me.
Okay, all right. Now this is your second husband?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And he is also in our B&I group
yes.
together.
Yes.
You guys are go-getters.
We are. We're a good team.
You're
a very good,
team.
I think eventually we're going to be together on the same company.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's something to look forward to.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Well, he helped us at our house with some of our issues, but yeah, you guys are really great. You're go-getters. You guys are out there. You're out there online. You're out there in the community. You're doing a great thing. I'm very proud to know you.
Thank you.
I'm very proud to support you, and I'm very proud to promote you. All right, we do have a couple of more minutes. Whether people decide to work with you or not, what do you really want to be most remembered by?
Being a good person. Mm. I want to be reminded, doesn't matter if you're going to stay working for me or not, I want you to always remind me that, well, that was a good person.
Mm. And all of the people that you have on your staff.
Yes, yes. Because you don't have to work for me, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody
hire you. We don't have to hire you.
We don't have to hire exactly. You don't have to hire me. But if you do, or if you decide don't, I want you always to have a good memory about me and about my company.
Mm. And how often are you able to meet new clients? Because you'll give a free consultation.
I go see a new client every day.
Every day?
Yes, every day I go see a new client.
Really?
Yes,
so
and give you a quote.
And you're giving quotes every
yes.
day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Okay, I could learn a lot from you. All right, well, we are out of time today. I want to thank you for listening and tuning in to Powerful Women Revealed. You can find all of our gals at powerfulwomenrevealed.com. Again, you can find Claudia at the sit. Now, we didn't give your website because it's a little complicated. What is your website again?
Is the Cape Cod Cleaning Company, MA.
Is it Cleaning Services?
Cleaning Services.
Yeah, see, it's not easy to remember for you. Cape Cod Cleaning Services, MA.
Correct.
It's Cleaning Services, Cape Cod, MA.
Thank you, Lord, for you.
Thank you, Lord. This is why we're pointing you to her Gmail, because your Gmail is the easiest place. thesistersmade@gmail.com, or you can give Claudia a call, 508-360-4892. I hope you will tune in next week after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.